Welcome to Chart and Compass Ministry, a ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral, helping you to navigate through the storms of this life by the ever-accurate compass of the Word of God. I'm pleased to share with you today another message from Pastor Greg Lassier, and the message today is titled, Cast Your Burden on the Lord.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, I'd like to talk with you about burdens, the weights that we carry upon our shoulders, the weights of responsibilities or worries or anxieties or any number of things that we carry that weigh us down. If I were to ask you today, what kind of weight is on your shoulders today, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would be your number? Is it pretty heavy? Well, how much weight does God actually want us to carry as a burden upon our shoulders? Do you think He can lighten your load today so that you end up running all the better when you leave here today, the race that is set before us in Christ? Well, today, let's talk about burdens. The burdens that we carry and what God says to us of that in His Word, the Bible. First of all, let me just ask this, though. What is a burden? Well, a burden is a weight that you have to carry. It's sort of like I got my backpack here. I thought when I graduated seminary and became, you know, entered a profession, I wouldn't be carrying a school backpack anymore, but I still do. Never escape it. But it's a weight. It's something I carry with me that somewhat weighs me down. You know, you can have a weight on the back of a donkey that weighs him down. You can have a backpack on the back of a soldier. He has to carry his gear for battle. And so that's a weight on his shoulders and on his back. You can have a weight if you're a school boy going to school with books. You have to carry the books, but they weigh on your shoulder and hurt after a while. And if you're in the wilderness and you're hiking in the mountains and one of your children gets tired, well, you might have to carry them on your back or on your shoulders for a time through the wilderness. And that's a weight that you have to bear. Of course, you want to do that, though, because you're not going to leave your child out in the middle of the wilderness to the mercy of the wolves and the bears. So weight is a burden. A burden is a weight. But what does it do to us when we carry a burden? Or a weight. It slows us down, right? It's very heavy upon us. It's kind of painful to bear. It definitely keeps us from the speed that we would have if we didn't have that burden upon us. The donkey that's relieved of his burden can run all the faster. The soldier that would not have a pack on his back could run much faster. The student without his backpack of books, probably he'd love to not have those books. Doesn't want them anyway, but he has to carry them, but he would go much faster. And the parent on the hike can hike much further and faster without that child on his shoulder. So a burden is something that really slows us down. It's a weight upon us. Let's consider next, though, what kinds of burdens do you carry that God speaks of in the Scriptures? It's not just books or battle gear or, a weight, but it is actually these things. For example, number one here, we have this weight. If I can get it out for you. Oh, this is the heavy weight of your job. Because your profession actually carries a certain amount of weight to it, doesn't it? That weighs upon your shoulders. If you think of it, Moses had such a heavy weight for his job that it was just crushing him. Let's read about that in Numbers chapter 11. Numbers 11, Moses says to God, "Why have you dealt ill with your servant, and why have I not found favor in your sight, that thou dost lay the burden of all this people upon me? Where am I to get meat to give all this people? For they weep before me and say, 'Give us meat that we may eat.'" And watch this. Moses says, "I am not able to carry all this people alone. The burden is too heavy for me." So say the word burden.
Burden.
Say the word too heavy.
Too heavy.
Say for me.
For me.
You know, sometimes that's the way it is with our professions. It's just so much work sometimes. Do you feel that way? I asked the early service and nobody answered me. I'm like, well, you're all retired. But you know, our jobs, hopefully they're joyful to you as well. But they can become a heavyweight and they do require some strength and effort to bear. So that's one thing God talks of in Scripture. A second one is that there's the weight and the burden we carry of when we care for another person and share his troubles. So let's get out another weight here. Do you guys feel the weight on your shoulders today of when you have a loved one or a family member who's sick or in trouble or in some distress or mental anguish or depression or maybe going through divorce or going to jail or whatever, you're anxious and fearful and worried for your loved one or friend? Is that a weight for you to bear that you have to carry on your shoulders that weighs heavy upon you? Indeed, that can be really heavy. Think about in Scripture that official whose son was ill, the man at Capernaum, and he ran to Jesus and he begged him, come down quickly and heal my son. He's speaking out of the urgency of the burden that was heavy upon him. And when Jesus says, you won't believe unless you see signs or wonders, he says, come down quickly and heal my son. He's at the point of death. And so there's that burden that you might be carrying, the burden of cares for people that you love that are in distress or trouble. A third burden, perhaps this one's even bigger, so we'll get a bigger weight out for this one. Oh, a full 10 pounds. Oh. This one is the burden of your own worries about yourself. Do you worry about what's going to happen to you? What's going to happen to me? How am I going to, for example, pay my bills? What happens if I'm sick? Will I ever get better again? How am I going to bear up with this pain that I'm experiencing? Or maybe you're fearful of tomorrow. What might happen tomorrow? Oh, no. And that burden continually weighs heavy on your shoulders. Or the criticism of others. And I don't know if I can bear up. I'm afraid of people. And there are a lot of burdens that weigh heavy upon our shoulders with that one. Such that David says, how long must I bear pain in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? I'm weary with my moaning. Every night I flood my bed with tears. I drench my couch with my weeping. How heavy is your burden of your worries for yourself today? Fourthly, and here's maybe a huge one for us today, our fears and worries of the troubles that there are in the world. Amen? I mean, I think a lot of us are quite stooped over today with this constant barrage of bad information from what's going on in the world. There's troubles with governments acting in ways that seem evil and crazy. There's this whole virus thing and the lockdowns, and there's people acting in absurd ways, people acting in sinful ways. There's so much trouble in the world today. There's sin in the world. There's wickedness in churches. There's evil abroad. And all those things that we hear all the time are weighing heavily upon us like a great burden. We're bearing it daily and it's suppressing us. And David said the same thing, you know, 3,000 years ago. He said, help, Lord, for there's no longer any that is godly, for the faithful have vanished from among the sons of men, Psalm 12. So he was trying to hold up under the weight of all the oppression in government and evil and corruption amongst officials in his day. And then, fifthly and last here of these is, you could say, the burden of, what's the worst one of all? Sins. Excellent, Bill. So let's get two up here for that one. Oh, no, let's make it three. Ugh. 30 pounds, heavy weights of our sins that are weighing heavily upon us. That is, we who know the word of the Lord and we know what sin is, we feel the weight of the evils that we have done and wrongs before the Lord. And we feel the fear, the anxiety of the wrath of God on account of such things, and the self-hatred, the guilt, the oppression and such things. And those, as David says, my iniquities have gone over my head. They weigh like a burden, too heavy for me. So say, too heavy for me. Yeah. Oh, man, they can weigh so deep. And Jesus gives an inkling as to the weight of sins. He says, whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it'd be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Wow. So think about all the weights. You know, these things are seen, these are invisible. They're not seen, but you can sometimes even see it in a person's posture. The eyes sunken in, the back stooped over. You can see the weight of the world on people's shoulders. How much weight do you have on your shoulders today? What burdens are you bearing? Well, the Bible says anxiety in the heart of a man weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. So do you think God has a good word for us about all these burdens that you may be carrying today that you can run lighter? Well, first of all, what's God say to us? First of all, he says to us, number one, my people, know this, that you need some burdens to carry in life in order to be strong and to be alive and purposeful. You know, if I never had any burden or any weight at all, what would I look like? I'd be a pipsqueak. I'd be a mush. I'd be a pile of a goo, a mess. Because, you know, you want to go to the gym occasionally and work out with some weights and burdens. Those actually make you strong, make you alive, make you fresh, give you a purposeful, vigorous life. And so we all need some burdens, such as your job. God wants you to be productive, to contribute in the world. Secondly, you want to be carrying the troubles of others around you. So that's another one. Because the Bible says in Galatians 6, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. So if you have a friend or family member in trouble, you go and listen to them, empathize, share their pain, help them carry their load, and that is fulfilling the wish God has for his kingdom of love. That's a wonderful thing, to bear some of your friend's burdens. Thirdly, you need to have some troubles in life. Yeah, you kind of do. Because trouble brings us to a stronger, closer faith relationship with God. Let's take a look here. 2 Corinthians 1. Paul says, we don't want you to be ignorant, brothers, of the affliction we experienced in Asia, for we were so utterly, unbearably crushed that we despaired of life itself. So that's pretty bad, right? Says, but that was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. So when you've got a trouble, God is causing you to lean upon him, making your faith the stronger for it. So we need some troubles, some burdens. But you want some good news now? The really good news? The really good news is this, is that God says the burdens that you're carrying, for most of you, are way more than I want you to carry. And we can get rid of those for you right now, says the living God. So you're brighter and you're lighter and you can run the better and more joyfully. Would you like to hear that? Well, let's go on. So God says, first of all, as for your jobs, I want you to work. That's good. It's good to be productive. But don't overwork. You know, we live in a culture where it's work, 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 workaholics, work your fingers to the bone, never stop or rest day or night, and you can wear yourself out. God says, that's not my will for you. Work at a wise pace. Let's see if that's actually in Scripture. It is. Exodus 18. We read here that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood about Moses from morning till evening. When Moses' father-in-law, Jethro, saw all that he was doing for the people, he said, what is this that you're doing for the people? Why do you sit alone on all the people standing about you from morning till evening? Notice, what kind of a work day is that? 24/7. Moses never stopped. He had constant work. And Moses says, well, I'm feeding the people the word. You know, they have a case, and I tell them the statutes and ordinances of God. So it's a good work. It's a necessary work, but Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, says, but it's not good in this way. He says, you and the people will wear yourselves out, for the thing is too heavy for you. Say, too heavy. You're not able to perform it alone. So his advice was, get some other helpers. Let them take care of the lesser cases, Moses. You just handle any really great big cases. You'll be more rested, they'll be more rested, and you'll go forward with energy. What happened? Moses did it. It worked great for Moses, worked great for them. It's in God's word. Are you overworking, such to the point that you are wearing yourself out by the burden of your work? God says, that's not my will for you. Work hard, absolutely. But look, I even set apart a day of rest at the beginning of creation. I want you to work, but not all the time. Pace yourself so that you have a fresher life. So isn't that cool? Look at this. We take one of the burdens already. Yeah, do some work, of course. Work hard, but this part of it, off your shoulders. Cool, I'm lighter already. Next, God says, how about for the care that you have for others? When you bear each other's burdens. So you're carrying other people's troubles with them. And that's wonderful in God's eyes. We're to listen to each other's troubles, empathize with them, weep with them, help them in their need to get better and carry their burdens with them. But God says, when you do that, don't then carry it with you all the day and into the night. You ever do that? Where you have a friend or a family member who's in trouble, you help them, but then you carry it with you on your shoulders for the rest of your day, the rest of your night, and you don't get any sleep because you're so worried about it? God says, that's not my will either. Help them, care for them, shoulder their burden, and then hand those over to me in prayer. Just say, hey, here's my daughter. Here's my husband. Here are my grandchildren. I place them tonight, God, in your hands by prayer, and I'll wake up refreshed tomorrow to help them to better carry their burden. So that's cool again. You're lighter for it. God, this is God's will for you. Cast your burdens on the Lord, including your loved ones, and God will never permit the righteous to be shaken. All right, here's another one. Let's take a look at how about the burden of your own worries? So now we get to one of the big ones, right? Oh no, what's going to happen to me? How am I going to make it? How am I going to pay my bills? How will I get through this sickness or this pain that I have in my body? What about tomorrow? Tomorrow might dash me to pieces. And you worry about these things. Amen. Do you guys worry about this stuff? Am I preaching to the choir? We don't even have a choir. I know I'm preaching to you. Preaching to myself, too. We all have worries that are weighing heavy on us. What's God say to you? This is because of a lack of trust in me. I want you to replace your worries with trusting me about this. Because, look, the birds of the air, they're well taken care of by me. I feed every one of the sparrows. What, am I going to take care of a chickadee and forget my own people? By no means. Put your trust in me. I feed and I care for my creatures. And I'm going to clothe you better than all the lilies of the field. I clothe the grass. Am I going to forget to clothe you? So God says, trust me. I'm going to provide for your house, your home, your family, your person, your needs for today and for tomorrow as well. So how do you do this? You know, this is kind of hard to get this one off your shoulders. Worries for yourself. But one thing I like to do, and which actually has worked, is at night when I'm kind of not able to sleep, I'll picture myself walking down a long jetty at night in a storm. And the wind is whipping along and pelting me with rain, and the waves are crashing on the rocks about me. And at the end of this jetty, there's a lighthouse. That's the Lord. And Jesus is standing at the entrance to it. And the light is sweeping across the misty rain of the night. And in all this wild fury, I walk up to Jesus with a suitcase, with all my worries in that bag. I just put them all in there. And Jesus says, you can enter into the strong tower of the Lord, but one thing you must do first. Greg, hand me that suitcase. Okay, Jesus, here you go. I hand you my suitcase. He opens the door. I picture this in my mind. And I go inside, and there's a little simple cot, a little table with a Bible, a little lamp. He closes the door behind me, and it's almost a hush. You can barely hear any of the waves and wind anymore. I read a few scripture verses, and I go to sleep. And actually, picturing this works. Try it yourself. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. So as for your worries, God says, hand all those over to me. And look how much lighter you are on this side. Next thing is the cares that we have for the worries of the world. Because we're all freaking out these days, like, oh my goodness, all I hear day and night is trouble, trouble, trouble on the news. And government acting in these crazy ways, and this is going wrong, and sin here, and trouble there. That can be a lot to bear. But you know what God says to you? Good news with this one too. I can remove that entire one from your shoulders. How? God says, I want you, my people, to narrow your focus. Your focus and way too big beyond your own sphere of influence. He says, let me take care of the big stuff. You just take care of your life and your own sphere of influence and narrow in to focus on that. Is this actually biblical? Well, think about Jesus. Jesus was living in an evil world like you and I. His government was evil like, you know, we see in our days, but Jesus didn't come to fix the government or to correct every wrong in the world. He came with a singular, narrow mind, narrow focus of his mission. I was sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel to bear witness to the truth, to give my life as a ransom for many, and nothing dissuaded or distracted him from that narrow focus, and he got his mission done, untroubled by the troubles of the world. God wants the same thing for you. Can you do that? Take this big picture of all the troubles that you think you need to fix, and God says, let me take care of those. Those are bigger than you are. Check this out in Scripture, by the way. In John chapter 21, Jesus is resurrected. He's walking down the beach with Peter, explaining to Peter what his mission is. After this, Peter looks behind and sees following them John walking down the beach. And Peter says to Jesus, Lord, what about this man? What are you going to do with him? Jesus' answer is, Peter, if it's my will that he remain until I come, what's that to you? Follow me. Notice this. Jesus tells Peter, you're not even to be worried about John's business, much less the world. Peter, focus on your task. John and I will take care of John's task. Same thing with you. You're focusing and I'm focusing on too many things. Focus on what God's given you to do, your task, and leave the world into his hands and to those to whom he's given it to take care of, because that's bigger than your sphere of influence. And if you get that off your shoulders and say, God, hey, that's up to you. I trust your royal plan is unfolding, and I'm going to focus on my task, you'll be the super lighter for it. And then, of course, lastly, the burden of our sins. And we got 30 pounds weight here for these, because these are heavy. Oh, big ones. All of your sins, all of the wrongs, all of the guilt, all of the shame, all of the self-judgment, all of the fear of the wrath of the Lord that you feel upon you. The greatest news from God is reserved for the greatest burden that you bear, your sins. The great news is this, that God can remove all of these and does from your shoulders today. He says this in the Old Testament days. He says, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I'll deliver you from their bondage, and I'll redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great acts of judgment. That was not written just for them, but for us. Because Jesus came with an outstretched arm and bore all of our sins on the cross. For all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid upon him the sins of us all, on his shoulders. And Jesus on the cross, to the cross, bore his own cross to the place called Golgotha, to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, bears your sins on his shoulders to redeem you. We read, Jesus says, now come to me, all of you who are weary and are heavy laden with these, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and I'm lowly in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. Yes, he says, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. So the weight that God wants on your shoulders is called this. Easy, say easy.
Easy.
And it's this. Light, say light.
Light.
That's the burden God wants you to carry throughout your life. An easy burden and a light one, he says. Think of how this spoke to the woman, bowed over and crushed by the weight of her sins in Luke 7, weeping at Jesus' feet. He said to her, your faith has saved you. Your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. And she rose up with lightness in her heart. And the sin-laden man of Matthew chapter 9, Jesus says, take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven. And he got up and he walked. And I believe he ran home. So light he was. I've relieved your shoulder of the burden, Psalm 81 says. God says, I've had compassion upon you, and I've taken your sins and cast them all into the depths of the sea. Micah chapter 7. And Jesus in Matthew, Malachi 4, you now will go forth like calves, leaping from the stall. Woohoo! Very light. For if the Son makes you free, you'll be free indeed. So now all that God lays upon you now is this, I do not lay upon you any other burden. Only hold fast what you have until I come. So as for our burdens today, many of us are carrying way more, far more than God desires. Let him take them off your shoulders today. Yeah, you need a couple just for a little bit of good exercise and purpose and strength of life. But as for the rest of these, shake them all off. Give them to God. He says, I can handle them and carry them a lot better than you. And now you can run the better, the glorious road to Zion. So since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. And let's run with perseverance the race that's set before us, looking to Jesus and pressing on for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's message called Cast Your Burden on the Lord, a broadcast of Chart and Compass Ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral. I'm Art Hansen, speaking for Pastor Greg Lassier, and if you're looking for a church home or would like to stop by and just visit, our services are at 8 and 11 a.m. on Sunday, and worship Bible study is at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays, and we're covering the book of Revelation. Christ Lutheran is located on Highway A1A in Cape Canaveral, right across from the Recreation Center. Be sure to visit our website at ChristLutheranChurchCapeCanaveral.org. And thanks for tuning in. I look forward to sharing God's Word with you again next Monday at 12:30. Have a wonderful week in our Lord Jesus Christ, the great captain of our soul. And God bless you. We'll be right back.